A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is our ongoing series about career resilience. I'm Jason Dacey, alongside our two experts from Career Agility International, Adrian Chu and Zhiyan Qi. And we've had a few chapters, haven't we, so far, where I'm actually relating stories, guys, from my 40-year career in media. And, you know, there are ups and downs. It's the way it's going to be. So I'm going to go back to 1997-98, when I was working in Denver, Colorado, in the beautiful mountain country of the U.S. And this was when I was between the BBC and CNN. I was trying to get into CNN, and they wouldn't take me. So I got to do something, right? And just by chance, I decided to move to Denver, Colorado. I had the chance to work there. And I did a combination of things. I was working for the BBC, my previous employer, as a freelance producer and journalist and radio reporter. And in fact, that was the first time I'd ever done radio. And the other thing that I did was I got some part-time work at KUSA 9 News, which is a local NBC affiliate in Denver, Colorado. I know Adrian's thinking about Anchorman now, aren't you?
yes. How did you guess?
That's Will San Ferrell. Diego. This is actually Denver, Colorado. But I was thrown into that local news environment, which, as we know, we've seen it in TV series, Yen, that Americans, they get local news. It's all about what's happening in your local community. And in Denver, Colorado, it was all about the snowstorms. It was about going skiing. It was about building up that city of Denver, Colorado as a real tech hub. You know, and I'm going to talk about what I learned from it in a minute, but I went into a completely unfamiliar environment with all eyes open and my mouth open too. But you can understand it would be quite challenging for me.
Was it a big place? Was it?
Denver, Colorado is a, medium.
No, I mean the KSU.
KUSA. Look, the thing is about this, we might look down on cities that aren't major cities like Los Angeles or Chicago or New York. But, the thing is, sometimes when you go to smaller markets, Adrian, there's a real focus on expertise. And KUSA 9 News had very, very high standards when it came to camera work and reporting. And they won a lot of national awards. So suddenly, I'm in this environment where I'm working with some of the best cameramen in the whole of the U.S., and I'm learning a lot from them. So I went in there initially working for BBC, and you remember there was something called the Summit of the Eight, which is this G8 kind of summit.
Yes.
So I covered that to start with. And then I did other stuff for BBC on some of the environmental issues. You know how that sometimes mountain lions attack people because of the expansion of communities into sort of areas where habitat live? These sort of stories. But then the main thing was I got a job for KUSA 9 News as their international reporter because I had an accent, right? I don't speak like an American, really. I have this Australian accent. But I had a British accent, because I've been in the BBC. So I had a slightly British accent.
So you're exotic.
I was exotic. So I was so lucky because there was a guy called Roger Ogden who had actually just come back from NBC Europe, and he loved international news. And as we know, there is a kind of tendency with local news markets in the U.S. to be very local.
Yes. And insular.
But, yes. Yeah. But it's difficult for me to talk about, what's happening in Colorado. I just arrived there.
Yeah, what happened at the local Walmart? Somebody spilled something on
Exactly. Exactly. But what I did was I focused on international news because this guy, Roger Ogden, he was one of the bosses at KUSA 9 News. He was one of the big bosses. So he said, Jason, you're going to be our international reporter. With that funny accent of yours, you're going to cover all the international stories. And you know what the big story of 1997 was? Princess Diana.
Death.
Okay. Can you imagine
yes.
that?
Yes. Yeah.
So suddenly I see an opportunity to be the royal reporter, royal expert.
No.
So again, Adrian, we get into a situation sometimes where we've got to kind of find something that's going to stand us out from the rest of the pack. And for me, it was being different, being international, and being an expert on the royal family because I'd just come from working for the BBC. So in a way, they thought I was British more than Australian. They said, okay, we've got our international reporter, Jason Dacey, to talk about the Princess Diana death. But this point of difference is very important, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And once again, it's finding your own niche and finding your own positioning to leverage off your experience into that niche, which is what you did perfectly. How long were you covering international news over there?
Yeah, probably for about a year and a half, almost a year and a half, just around that period, Yen. And obviously, I got some resistance. The news director was a lady called Patty Dennis, and she was very local focused. And I don't think that she wanted me there so much. She was nice and professional, but I felt that within her scope, she was wondering, why are we doing all these international stories? You know?
She probably doesn't even have a passport.
I don't know. I think she was. She was a good lady, good news professional. But I was learning so much, Yen, because I was trying to get into CNN. The door wasn't opening there. So I just threw myself into this local news environment. And different to what Australia was doing at that time and Singapore and other places, they had news at like, you know, 6 a.m, 7 a.m, you know, and they had morning news and they'd have lunchtime news. And then they have news starting from 4 p.m. all the way through to like 7 p.m. And then they had the late news and they're doing live shots. They're doing this and that. And I was just learning so much from these really good professionals. But I had to have an open mind because I couldn't think, oh, Denver is the number 20 news market in the U.S. It's not a big market like L.A. or New York. But having an open mind, I just learned so much.
Question. So while at BBC, how much royal coverage did you do?
None.
Exactly. and so it doesn't take very much. I want to tell a story about how you can craft something and consider it your new platform with just a little bit of effort. But it's also in how confident you are in knowing that you have the intellect to go pick up the news and then to analyze it and to convey it articulately.
Yeah.
So I was just coaching an individual. The thing about, I guess, women in general is that we're very concerned about making sure that we're 120% an expert before we're even willing to embark on something. But sometimes you just need maybe a little nugget, a lot of effort in doing that research and then going out to say, hey, you know what? I've got this piece of news and this is how I see it and convey it. And then before long, you grow on it, you keep planting more and more and then eventually you become the expert in that space. And the audience, I'm sure your audience was interested in the royal family at the time.
Oh, yeah. You mean 100% right. And I think you've made a very good point there about women sometimes being a bit worried that they don't have it 100%, whereas men can be a bit more gung-ho about it. But you know what? I've been in the UK, Adrian, for the last few years before that. So I knew all about the royal family. It's all over everything.
It's osmosis.
Yeah, but you know what? And we tracked down people that there was used to be an old schoolmate of Princess Diana lived in Colorado.
Oh, wow.
So there I tracked him down and I did stories on him. And he'd come in the studio. We'd talk about, the royal family. And you know what became a major hit? I got my friends from the UK to send me the stamps that had just been released, remembering Princess Diana, and I did a giveaway on the station. So I used to host a weekend international news update. I got Princess Diana stamps. I bought them for like a pound. I got my friends to send them over. And you can imagine the response. They love the royal family. We're just seeing with the recent royal birth, of course, haven't we, with Meghan Markle, an American, you know, with Prince Harry. And there I was doing this royal report. And
there you go.
It just grew and grew and grew. And the other thing that happened when I was there, do you remember the Nobel Peace Prize? I remember that award that gets given every year. Well, it actually happened when I was there in 1998. David Trimble was given the award. This was actually the Peace Prize for the Northern Ireland peace process. Okay, so just by chance, David Trimble, who was one of the people behind the peace process in Northern Ireland, happened to be in Denver, Colorado. I tracked him down to his hotel. He was there on a trade mission. And he won the 1998 Nobel Peace Prize with John Hume, David Trimble did. And I said to him, hey, you've just won the Nobel Peace Prize. So he knew he won. But then I was there, was the first person to get the interview. That interview went on the BBC Live and went on KUSA 9 News Live.
Oh, wow.
And I told him that he won $900,000. He didn't know that there was a cash amount.
He didn't.
So I said, you know, you won $962,000 or whatever. And you have to, you know, you'd share that, I think, with John Hume, who was the other guy behind that. So I told him, and his face on air was like this shock. He didn't realize. He probably thought it was just like an award with, you know, get a trophy or something.
Yeah.
So it was just a magical thing. This was in October 17th, 1998. I'd been camped out all night at the hotel because I knew that this was a big story, whereas people in local news weren't so much across the Nobel Peace Prize, the Northern – I mean, they knew about it. So Patty Dennis, who was the news director, who wasn't that happy about me being there, she was delighted because this is a major scoop. And she was, I remember around the newsroom, she's going, Jason Dacey rocks. We just got the interview. It went live across the world through KUSA 9 News.
Wow.
So to me, that was a major stepping stone. And from that, and you guys know the rest of the story, I got the job at CNN in 1999. And this was only about 3 months later. Again, I'd say what I learned from this experience was just to be open. Throw yourself in 100% whenever something like this happens, because I would have preferred to go straight to CNN, but I didn't. So here's what I learned in my career resilience story of working in local news in Denver, Colorado at KUSA 9 News. Number one, I approached unfamiliar territory with a positive attitude. Very unfamiliar for me, Sydney boy, going to Denver, Colorado, in the snowstorms and all that. Number two, I used my unique background as an advantage, not a hindrance.
Yes.
And I was very lucky that Roger Ogden, the former NBC Europe chief, happened to be in Denver, Colorado at that time.
He
was more open, you know. Number three, I learned from people who are masters in their craft. A guy that I learned a lot from was a guy called Brad Houston, who was a cameraman and a producer, and he was just ahead of his time. He's still out there and he taught me a lot. But a lot of other people, Tim Ryan, who was the deputy news director, taught me a lot too. And even Patty Dennis did taught me a lot. Number four, I left my comfort zone when asked. So I'd go and do live shots, talking about Denver, Colorado. I'd do my research and try and find out about the history of this place. And number five, I picked the right timing to move on for the next professional step, because I realized that my future wasn't going to be in Denver, Colorado, but I could take that next step to CNN. So I found a tape. I'm clearing out. We're moving out of our house where we live. And I found an old tape from that KUSA 9 News chapter. And I'm going to have to share it with you guys sometime.
If you can find a tape recorder.
Yeah. Well, it's actually one of those old Betacam tapes.
Oh, yeah. I've got fungus or something on the tape.
Yeah. Well, I've got a VHS version as well. But I learned so much. And I remember, and I think I've shared previously, that people at CNN had seen the work that I did at 9 News at the NBC affiliate. Mm. And they said, wow, you've really improved. Well, I had improved, and the reason was I learned from all those great professionals.
And you know, everything that you've just described sums up into one word, agility.
Career agility, right?
There you go.
I didn't even know you guys back then. Adrian, what takeaways do you get from that story that you can share with your clients, about, people like me who perhaps didn't get that immediate step they were hoping for and end up somewhere else?
Well, I think it's all got to do with resilience and being bold and tenacious. Sometimes you have to take a risk in your career to get ahead. And sometimes to get ahead, you need to take a step back or smaller. But don't do it just for the sake of doing it. Otherwise, it will be as frightful as the experience you had initially. Yeah, have a strategy. Mm. If it's part of your grander strategy that, the one you've always had subconsciously is, I want to work for CNN.
Yeah.
And this would be a stepping stone. So I'll take a pay cut, take a smaller bite. But, I'll be learning so much from so many experts, so many mentors running around. And after that, I will gain a technical expertise and make a name for myself and have one major scoop. Yeah, the whole world's going to notice me, and then everyone's going to want me even more.
Yeah, I mean, it was like my two worlds coming together with that Northern Ireland peace process, Nobel Peace Prize coming together, with BBC and KUSA 9 News. To me, that was one of the most magical moments of my career, and looking back, that was October 17th, 1998.
There you go.
So I'd say anyone out there, do try and make the most of any situation that you're in. Stay open. I wasn't on big money at KUSA 9 News because I was kind of a freelancer. I didn't have medical benefits or anything like that. Mm. But looking back, I'm glad I took that step.
Yes. Mm.
Because if it wasn't for that, probably wouldn't be sitting across from you here hosting my own show.
Brilliant.
All right. Be sure to reach out to Career Agility International, Adrian Chu and Zhiyan Chi. Thank you guys so much for your feedback on my career resilience chapter.